Welcome back for another OG Show Live. Mr. Randall, how you doing?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Reel Down.
Welcome back to another episode of Bass Fishing for News.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to, once again, Bass Kayak and Beers.
Brother, this is the final cast.
Another segment of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Pallet Fin.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Feather and Fur, your host,
Brad. Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal.
Hey, welcome back to Off the Water.
This is Q here with Adventures of Outdoor Woman Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast.
We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, go to eastport.info. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. It's that time again, another edition of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Pallet Fin Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dustin Nichols. Back at you once again. Got another great show lined up for you this week. Got a great guest on deck here. We're going to be getting down and dirty. We're getting raw. We're going to be getting down. That's what's up. So, hey, I just want to go over everything that's been going on the past couple weeks. We had a great little meet and greet with some of the Jackson Kayak team there at the Township of the Woodlands. Pretty good time this past weekend. Unfortunately, did miss a redfish event, but hey, that's how it works. Sometimes you got obligations and stuff. You had already made commitments to things, and that's how it panned out. So yeah, but don't want to forget about our friends, and if anybody has any family or anything in Florida, prayers for them over there getting hammered with Hurricane Ian. So lifting y'all up over there in Florida. I got some buddies that live over there, fish that region that's getting pounded. So yeah, prayers for everybody over there dealing with all that. And then also upcoming end of the month, 24th, 25th, redfish greenfish mixed species event coming up. Check the details on Facebook for that, and check it out. Should be a fun event. First day redfish, second day bass on Lake Bastrop. Should be super fun. Total aggregate with your combined fish will be the winner. Got some great prizes from Waterloo, Skinny Water Lures, a bunch of stuff coming in. Reels from Daiwa, trophies from Catch, three bales of supporting as well. So it should be a good deal. So check it out. All right. Well, let's get the show rolling. I'm going to bring my guest in. Tonight we got Ram Garcia coming in. It's my boy Ram.
What's going on?
Fellow Jackson Kayak team member and the host of Spooled Life Live.
That's right, man. Thank you so much for bringing me on. What's up, everybody?
Yeah, just man, dude. Yeah, your show's been kicking off, been doing pretty good, man. I was excited to see you get rolling, and I'm excited when you're all your guests. You kind of, I'm a little more specific to like kayak, saltwater fishing,
right?
And Spooled Life Live, you're bringing on some people from the industry,
yeah,
from bait brands, clothing brands, some guides, some legends. It's pretty damn cool.
We bring in a little bit of everybody, man. We've been having just a good time with it. Before we get started, I want to give some prayers to all the Florida fans we got out there and all the family we got. They're getting beat up, man, and hopefully they'll come out on top. If you had a chance to evacuate, Hopefully everybody was able to get out, or if you're in a stable place, of course. And everybody here back at home are sending a prayer y'all's way.
Yeah, because down that southwest side down there, like Fort Myers and all that, Captiva and all that, man, that guy got some major surge down there.
Right.
Looking pretty rough, man.
Yeah, but as far as the show, man, we've been having a good time, dude. We bring in a little bit of everything. We bring in from the legends to people that nobody wants to talk to, and get their story. Some people aren't at the level as other anglers, so nothing against the other podcasts or the other live shows or anything like that, but if it doesn't benefit them, then they're not going to want to bring in some certain anglers, you know. And we bring everybody, anybody that wants to talk to me, we're going to bring you in, you know what I mean? And we're going to get your story.
Before we dive too deep off in that, give everybody a little backstory. Introduce yourself.
Nobody even knows who the hell I am, right?
Man, who's this guy?
Give everybody a little
introduction, a little backstory on, you know, how you got into fishing and what led you into that plastic boat.
Yeah, man. So I'm Ram Garcia, right? That's my real name. On my Instagram, I have like an alter ego. I go by The Spooled Life. And years after that, of course, I'm on Facebook as well, Ram Garcia. But years after that, I wanted to create something of my own, you know. And I've had several Instagram names. You know, I keep looking at y'all and then I keep looking at Dustin. And I'm like, man, I need to pick one, right? I wanted to create something of my own to show a little bit of presence, you know, in the fishing community and give my way of giving back, you know, to everybody that wants to hear the stories, you know, the fishing stories of whether it be kayak fishing, wade fishing, or the pro side of fishing, and even to the just the beginning sides of fishing, you know. So I didn't know what the hell to name it, man. You know, so I a couple of buddies, myself and a couple of buddies were, you know, we're sitting down and we're like, man, what are we going to name this thing? You know, I keep on saying we, but it's Ram Garcia, right? And then, of course, we got a couple of sponsors that back the show, and we got a couple of diehard fans that back the show, you know, and they're always there and they support me and they support the show. So we called, I looked at my Instagram name and it was The Spooled Life, you know. So I said, man, there's no other way to do it but to call it Spooled Life Live, right? Because we're live, we're real, and we're raw. You know what I mean? And anything goes. Yeah. And most importantly, Ram Garcia does whatever the hell he wants to. Right? And we give away a bunch of stuff. Of course, we're backed by some of the best companies out there, Roy's Bait and Tackle being one of them. And, you know, they sponsor all our giveaways, as well as Real Sportswear, Sarge Custom Rods, and Carbach Brewery. So of course we got some good stuff we give away on the show. If y'all haven't checked it out, Spooled Life Live on Facebook. We're about to jump into the YouTube scene, right? I have no idea what I'm doing with any of this. Even if it were to go down right now, if my mic goes down, if my camera goes down, Ram Garcia goes down, you know. But I said, you know what, Oprah's doing it, Joe Rogan's doing it, and now Ram Garcia's doing it.
There you go.
Man, I just got turned. I went over there again, right? I went to the show site again, back to myself, right? I grew up fishing. I'm from Ropsdown, Texas. That's south. You can go a little bit more south. You could go about 3 more hours south into Texas and go a little bit further south than I am. But we consider Ropsdown south, right, if y'all aren't familiar with it. Grew up fishing the shorelines of the King Ranch, Kennedy Ranch, particular a spot called Penescal Point. When I was growing up, we called it the Picacho, right? Most of my mom's family would work on the ranch, and that's who would let us in through the gates. And we'd travel miles, man, from 77 all the way to Baffin is pretty much where we would travel. And Galicia Rose, and we'd pass deer, and we'd pass nail guy, and we'd pass hogs, and it was a great time, man. And we, a couple hours later, we'd end up on the shorelines of Baffin Bay. Long story short, we would catch a bunch of fish, man. We'd spend the night, we'd get our tents out there, and we'd spend the night, a couple nights out there, till we get our limits of fish. And at that time, it was all about filling up the ice chest, you know. And it wasn't time to leave till we filled up the ice chest, you know. And it wasn't hard, you know, it wasn't hard at that time. But I needed more, man. I needed that. That was easy. Needed more. I jumped into the kayak scene. My first kayak was a Cobra Fish and Dive paddle kayak. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us probably have never even seen a paddle. You know, they're pretty prehistoric now. You know, at least on my side of things, right? We'll get into that later.
Oh yeah.
But since then, I jumped in several different kayaks since then. And now I'm in a Jackson Kayak, of course. So those are another great sponsor for Ram Garcia on the water. I'm in the new brand new NAR that everybody's talking about, right? It's a hell of a kayak. If you haven't checked one out, there's a whole bunch of content flowing around about the brand new NAR, you know, hell of a kayak, hell of a fishability on that kayak is pretty way up there. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Thing cuts through some water.
Right. And then came the whole content, creating content, you know, when I first started it was very minimal. You know, there was some, right? Of course, I say some, there was a lot, but it wasn't as big as it is now.
Yeah.
You know, and we kept going, man. We it was fun to us. You know, it still is fun, right? And sooner or later came the show. You know, it had to get deeper. Yep. Everybody starts doing it. You know, you start doing something, you know, you start seeing people doing the same thing. You don't have to be the best. You just have to be a little bit better than the worst. You know what I mean?
Yep, gotcha. So yeah, coming back into that, you know, so what led you into starting that show, that live stream you do, your Spool Life Live, you know, and then what direction do you see that Spool Life Live headed?
I needed more. The content, the tournament fishing, right? Everybody started doing it, you know, and which is a good thing, right? The sport was growing. There was shows, there was YouTube shows, there was content, Instagram, Facebook, TikTokers, YouTubers, Snapchatters, all of those herbs, you know what I mean? Yep. And I needed something, you know, everybody has to grow. You can't just stay in one spot and expect for your content to be pushed, right? So I started the Spooled Life Live, man, and it started here at my house. Right. It was in my kitchen. I had a couple of guests. They were my friends, you know, and sooner or later you run out of friends. Right. So you hope for your show to succeed and you hope for people to like your show. And, you know, I wanted a show that would bring not negativity, so to speak, but I wanted my guest to say what they wanted to say, you know.
Right.
And it's hard to do that on certain platforms because most of your shows are sponsored, right? You can't say too much, you know, we don't want to bring the negative feedback from anybody, but a lot of these anglers are sponsored anglers, you know? Yeah. So if you really want a in-depth review about something, you're not going to get it because you know, they're scared to lose a sponsor. Right. So I wanted to bring the show to where it wasn't about sponsorships, right? It wasn't about Ram Garcia is going to talk nothing about Jackson Kayaks. Ram Garcia is going to talk nothing about paddle and fin. He's going to talk nothing about Sarge Custom Rods, right? All of these great companies, we're going to bring in the people that have other companies, right? And I'm going to give the questions. Why is that better? You know, okay, well, you throw the Grande brand, I throw the JRZ brand. Why aren't you throwing the JRZ brand? Or back and forth, right? How come you aren't throwing the Grande brand? Or why is the Grande brand so up there, right? So I felt like that nobody was bringing that to the scene. And I needed something a little bit different than everybody else was doing to make my show different. Right. I wanted something different. And so I created the Spooled Life Live, man. And we've been having a hell of a time, dude. It's fun. You know, we bring in guests, record
on location there at Roy's.
Yeah. It's super live. It's live with all capital letters.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
If
there's been times where we have internet problems, you know, there's a storm cruising by, we have internet problems and that's all part of it. You know what I mean?
Part of it. Yeah,
we get the camera shaking. Yep. People walk by and the camera shakes. I even had a guest, man. I'm gonna call him out. I had a Complete Health, Corpus Christi, which is a sponsor of Ram Garcia on the water. Cody from Complete Health had to potty. So he just got up and potted. He was texting me that he had to go, and of course I wasn't watching my phone. And luckily enough, Jerry was there, which is his co-partners. So he jumped on as well. Pretty cool. pretty exciting part of the show there. And that's live. That's a whole part of the live.
Oh, yeah. Scene, we used to have a host on one of the other segments on Pal and Finn that just would jump up and go take a leak, go take a piss. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Milford on the Fishing for Noobs. Yep.
Yeah, that's funny, man. That's a good one.
Man. Yeah. So starting out, I mean, you've grown. You've grown your following and all that with Spool Life Live and everything. Anything you're looking at into the future, you're talking about going and you're going to start sharing your stuff to YouTube also. And start a School Life Live YouTube page. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to venture into that. You know, I've always had a weird feeling about the whole YouTubers, you know, giving away spots and stuff. So I'll comment here and there, you know, them damn YouTubers, you know, and now I'm venturing into the realm of YouTubers. It's different, but it's still a YouTuber. You know what I mean? So I don't know yet. I need to do something to where my shows come back to life, right? When we kick out our flyer, we give the date, we give the time, we give the capital letters live, right? But after that, it's not live no more. So it's in the works, right? I can't give too much about it.
Yeah.
But it's in the work to bring those shows back to life. And give everybody a second chance that missed the show. You know, I think we're up to 28 shows into the second season. So I need to bring, it's a year, right? It's a year of old shows that I need to bring back. So that's coming in the future, probably in a couple months. I also want to do some traveling. That's in the works. There's a lot of guests that just can't make it, you know, like I said before, the show's live, you know.
Yep. You pack it up on the road with your.
We're going to pack it up and we're going to get on the road and we're going to go visit some people and we're going to go visit some dealers. And, you know, it's live, man. You know, I want to keep the whole live aspect to it. I probably already said live about 300 times, but I want to bring the whole live scene to the show, and I don't want to. I'm gonna try my hardest, man. I know it's hard, you know. It's hard to, you know, people's schedules and tournaments and content pushing and stuff gets in the way. Family gets in the way, of course, and it's tough. But we're gonna give it our best shot.
Oh yeah, sounds good, man. Any importance in partnerships? Like what has helped your partnerships in Spool Life Live help that grow? Can you share anything on that?
The partners we have for the show. When I created the show, I had some sponsors. When I mentioned On the Water, right, the Ram Garcia On the Water sponsors, they're not affiliated with the Spooled Life Live, right? I'm the host of Spooled Life Live. The sponsors are Roy's Bait and Tackle, Sarge Custom Rods, Real Sportswear, and Carbach Brewery. Without those sponsors, I don't think the show would happen, man. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not as easy just, okay, well, I'm gonna come to my room over here and just hit the live button, and I'm gonna bring in my guest, and we're gonna be chilling here in my room here, and in the sound, we're gonna make these walls soundproof. It's a lot of money. You know, it's a lot of money for the giveaways. You know, it's a lot of money for the guests to come in. It's a lot of money for me to be there, right? It takes time from your schedule. We're tournament anglers. We have to schedule around the tournaments. Like you said earlier, you know, you had some previous duties to attend to, right? Rescheduling, you know, life gets in the way. Rescheduling, we have to scramble to get another guest in if something happens, you know. So I don't think we'd be able to do it, or it would not that we wouldn't be able to do it, but it wouldn't be as spectacular, or it wouldn't be as real, You know, it wouldn't
be always great to have
it wouldn't be just support. It's raw. You know, we'd maybe have two capital letters in live instead of all of them all being capital letters. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But yeah, man, hey, I'm super fortunate, right? Not everybody gets the chance to have something like that. We just went for it. We didn't know if it was going to work. It still might not work. You know, it might not work next week, or it might not work a month from now. But until that day comes, until that day comes, man, we're just going to give it hell.
And that's the thing. It's just another outlet, an outlet for engagement, more, you know, engagement, which just like me, I started out as a guest on Paladin Finn. And next thing you know, they're like, man, you think you want to do your own show? I was like, sure.
Right.
You know, here 3 years later, I'm still rolling.
Yeah, man, it's tough.
You know,
it's not as easy as I get nervous, right? Like right now, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I got to flip the script on you.
Yeah, usually I'm telling my guests, hey, don't talk to me. You know, talk to the camera, right? And most of this whole show, I'm gonna be like this, just looking at Dustin. You know what I mean? Good. It's tough, man. It's tough to stay engaged. You know, most of our shows, they have a format. Of course, we're looking at the format, and then we just get off topic, and I'm looking at the guest, and he's looking at me, and we're talking about somebody will bring up their own comment, you know. And
well, there's a lot of behind the scenes too. People don't realize as far as scheduling and and some people might have a conflict, just like we have conflicts with tournaments and different things at times. You know, be like something might come up. Hey, I can't make it for this one. Hey, can we reschedule? That's the deal in the podcast world, and you got to make sure you're lined up, have your shows ready to go out on time. And it's
pretty fun at times. Yeah. We stay pretty booked up. We're booked up till the end of the year. I think a couple of months already into 2023, but I get it from my wife too, man. You know, my wife will go see the calendar. Hey, well, I wanted to do this, you know, this week, you know, instead of Saturday, let's do it Sunday. And then the guests will be like, hey, well, I can't do it Sunday. You know, can we do it Friday? You know, and Ram Garcia does work, right? So I work Monday through Thursday. You know, I don't want to go into too much of that either, but it's everybody's all the stars have to align, man, to make it work. You know, it's tough.
No doubt, man.
But I wouldn't be able to do it without the show sponsors, of course.
Oh yeah, for sure. Dang. So yeah, all right, we're going to move along a little bit. Talk about a little bit of stuff on the water.
That's the important stuff.
Yeah. Right? So, importance of quality of gear on the water.
Yeah.
How important is that to you? Are you one that likes to have some of the best equipment, or were you just, you know, grab the knockoffs?
The on sale stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I hope nobody gets mad at me, right? Don't go follow. You probably already went to go follow the Spool Life. And after I say this, you're going to go delete the Spool Life, right? Nah. I'm all about quality, man, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they're saying, oh, well, this dude probably doesn't even have to buy the stuff anymore, right? He's probably just getting it. No, I still buy it. My stuff, right? If I have to go buy it, one of my headline sponsors is Roy's Bait and Tackle. I go in there and buy the stuff. You know, I support the people that support me, right?
Yep.
I do my research, right? Most when you see my post and those names that are at the bottom, when I give a shout out to my sponsors, it's because I believe in them, right? It's not, okay, they're giving me 10% off, right? They're giving me 5% off, you know, of stuff, right? Which is the norm, you know what I mean? So I'm going that route, right? I see it as, and it's tough, right? When I walk into a store, man, nothing against we're going to call it high quality and low quality brands, right? Nothing against the low quality brands. Everybody, you know, if that's what you can afford, right, then go for it, right? You're going to catch the same fish as I do. Is my stuff going to last longer? Maybe, right? In my eyes, it's 2023. I don't want to clean my stuff, right? I don't want to have to come home and wash down my reels, right? Some people say that's bad, right? But that's how I grew up, coming home, washing down my reels. It's 2023, man. Your reels should be so advanced already to where you could just take them off the truck and put them in the garage and they should be ready to go the next time you go fishing. So that's what I look into as far as quality of reels, quality of rods, right? I don't want to go into them into my garage and my eyes be all rusted up on my rod, you know, or my first cast is just locked up on my reel, or my lures, you know, my hook is all rusted up. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like if you're spending a little bit more money, spend couple more hundreds of dollars and get you some quality stuff, right? I've heard tons of reviews. I get questions and comments all the time.
Yep.
Hey, well, how does your motor work? Torquedo's one of them, right? I have one of the expensive side of motors for your kayak, right? I have the 3 horsepower.
Yep.
Yeah, so I haven't had a single problem with it, right?
That motor's a beast.
Whether it be the parts rusting, whether it be battery life, you know. Well, how long? I get the question all the time. How long does your battery last? My fishing days are from the sun up till about 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11 o'clock. If I go past noon, man, I have no business out there, dude. If I haven't caught nothing by noon, man, just pack it up and go home. So I really don't know. I really don't know how long does my battery life work. I don't think that gets important till you're like in tournament day, but even at in tournament day, if you're not on the fish by noon, man, very seldom you're fishing till the dot, you know. That's on a tough day. It's a tough bite.
Yeah,
you want your equipment to work, right? If you're a tournament angler, you should have two batteries on you, man. You know, you should have something, some sort of backup in case something fails, right?
Yeah, always.
You don't want it to, right? That's why we pre-fish. That's why we get to this level that we're at, because we know our gear. You know, we know how long it's gonna last. My typical fishing day is from sun up to about 11 o'clock. After 11 o'clock, it's gizzard time. You know, I go after them fried gizzards, maybe a little gravy on the side. You know what I mean?
There you go.
But so I really don't know, man. I get that question a lot on the Torquedo.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you. You're in control of the throttle. There's built-in range data. This GPS, is very down to the T on it. And, you know, it's if you peg it out with 1103, which on the NAR, it gets almost 6.5 miles an hour, 6.6, if, you know, running on a lighter tournament load, you know, you got to think that's 2.5 hours at that, you're going to go about 17 miles.
Yeah.
And that's pegged out, and that's running your battery down. And that's a long ways in a kayak.
Somebody tell me, do you full throttle it? And I said, of course. No,
I do at times. No, I don't peg it all the time.
I am 100% all the time. I don't want to go slow. Somebody said it was bad to go slow. So my response was, why is full blast on there then? You know, they should have cut it down a notch, because there's a lot of Ram Garcias out there that just want to go fast. And
no, I peg it. I peg it when I need to, but most of the time I'm just cruising, covering water and fishing as I go, and with foot control steering and hands-free, it's like into the wind. When you're fishing into the wind, it's kind of tough to beat, especially that 1103.
Right.
With it as quiet as it is.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There is times where I got to lift the motor out of the water, you know, because it's just so shallow.
Shallower.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the motor's off at that time. So, but going back to the question, quality.
Yeah.
I don't mind spending a little bit of money up front if it's going to give me some more fishing time. You know what I mean? Or if it's going to last me more, you know, or it's just going to feel better. You know what I mean? I don't want to deal with I'm not going to spend $100 more, but I'm going to have to deal with this, you know,
like jig heads. I'll spend an extra $2 a pack on jig heads for those ones with the better hooks.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You get better hook penetration, better hook sets. Keep the fish. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Top waters. I like my spooks, my one knockers. You know, I'm not going to buy the knockoff bombers or something, even though they might work. But I'm just, you know, I got confidence, and I've always thrown that one knocker, and I'm, you know, it's a brand I trust. You know,
yeah. And some people, I mean, there's nothing bad about that. I mean, you could buy the off brand, but
more power
you're gonna have to spend money changing out the hooks often. Mm-hmm. So why not just spend it all once? You know what I mean? That's just the way I feel. I mean, I don't know.
Right? Yep.
If I got to go take money I might have to go take money out of my 401k, or I might have to wait for the next stimulus check to buy something. I mean, that's just what it's about, you know.
Mm-hmm. Go work a day or two OT at the.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what I do. Time. You know, this is what I like doing. This is my hobby, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to have fun. You know, it's about having fun as well. And I can't have fun if my equipment ain't up to par.
Or you spend a little bit of them winnings. Speaking of which, you just you just had a good little placing this past weekend at the Elite down in South Padre. Your partner Phil pulled out a podium.
Yep, this right here. Me and Phil Spencer, we cruised out. We decided to fish the Elite Redfish Series. Shout out to Pat Malone and the Elite staff. Hell of a tournament, professional tournament. You know, I've fished a lot of them. And I feel like this has been the most professional setting, right? That I've yet to see. You know, the kayak push was there. You know, typically you get that if it was a boating tournament as well, and those dudes did pretty good. And
yeah,
the cool part about it was they were they at the end of the tournament they raffled off a boat. You know, most of your tournaments, you go in and you'll get maybe a cooler, or you'll get a cap, you know, raffled to you and stuff. The boater side, they raffled off a damn boat, you know. And we're like, golly, you know, that maybe we should get
ticket. Where my ticket?
Yeah, you know, everybody was scrambling for their ticket and stuff, and
yeah,
you know, that just shows you where the kayak scene is at, you know, and hopefully, man, God willing, these tournament directors will bring that scene back will bring it to the kayak side of stuff. And we could see stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. I know he has plans to do more of a stop in Texas, as a stop in like Louisiana and one in Florida or something. But
it's been around for a long time. The Elite Series, you know, it's one of the longest running tournaments around, but, yeah, we decided to cruise to that tournament, man. It was held in South Padre. We didn't pre-fish. We had no idea. I had been through there. I had never fished there.
Yeah.
And
a little different down there.
Yeah, it's a lot different, you know. And we did pretty good, man. We got fifth place out of 30 teams. And I'm sure most of y'all are like, oh, 30 teams? You know, that ain't nothing. Well, the way that tournament is set up, it's maxed out at 30 teams, right? To get the most exposure for the anglers, right? Which is pretty cool. You know, if you have 100 teams, well, you're probably going to get lost, you know, amongst all the anglers and stuff. You got 30 teams, it's first come, first serve. If you're scheduled, then you're on it. You know, you're fishing. You cannot come in unless a team backs out, right?
Yeah, and he's had three stops, and I've missed every one of them from
conflict. Oh, really?
Every one I've missed because of conflicts.
Uh-huh. With scheduling?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool, man. We ended up, one of our fish died, and it knocked us out pretty substantially, and we ended up
Knocked y'all a couple spots down. I think y'all would have finished two spots higher.
Yeah, we would have finished around second or third. I'm not too sure. Maybe third or fourth. I really don't know. But I know where we did land, which was fifth, and we got this cool
podium finish.
Yep, we got on the podium. We got this cool little thing right here, and we got some money to stop at the Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
on, little on Dairy the way Queen back money. Home.
Yeah,
yeah, a little bit of a steak finger basket, you know, with some gravy.
A little blizzard.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So yeah, growing up over there where you're at, Robstown, you know. Baffin, man, that's just known for big trout, you know.
Yeah,
but the Corpus Christi fishery in general you fish a lot of, you know, Back Bay and all that too. The fishery there, it's
don't start naming all my spots, Dustin.
What? Come on. Everybody knows about that, John.
Right?
Yeah. Shoot, I know about that place. I don't even go fish it.
Yeah, to me, that place is too dirty, man. There's a lot of good fish there, right? Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good fish. I don't want to get dirty.
There's a lot
of that stinky mud there stinky and stuff. Mud. And, your kayak's going to get all dirty and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know,
man. Maybe I'm
sometimes. Sometimes it's just not for me. I just want
to
launch on my rock, on my gravel, and then get up and then leave.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough fishing. It's not just going over there and pulling
out. It's a grind over there.
It's work, to
even launch. And
yeah, yeah.
The tides, if the tide's low, you're hucking through some mud and stuff. And
for sure. Oh, yeah.
So as far as the fishery, though, in general, Corpus Christi, you've seen it rebound a little bit since the freeze?
I bring that question up to about every single guest that comes to the show, right? And there's mixed feelings. There's mixed feelings about, well, this is Ram Garcia's feelings, right, about it. I feel that there wasn't much of a difference in quality of fish that I've caught, right? There's a lot better anglers, of course, than I am. But where I'm coming from is the quality of fish that I've caught, of course, the past years. I don't think that Corpus area got hit as bad as your Port Mansfields, your upper coast, your lower coast. I don't know if maybe Corpus was just right there in that area there was a lot of fish that died. There was tons, man. There's pictures everywhere. I went out there to check it out, how bad it was for myself. There was a lot of fish dead. There was a lot of big fish dead. In Corpus, there was a lot of big fish dead. I got pictures from the trout that had frozen, died, and of course we're not getting those back, right? Was there a lot of trout that survived? For sure. They're being caught right now.
Yeah. There's some good fish to caught lately.
Yep. Did it bounce back? I feel like it did bounce back because of the restrictions that they gave us. Right now, you could only catch three, right? You can't catch something over 25 anymore. One, right?
Yeah.
I feel like our fishery has expanded because of that. But did it bounce back from the freeze? I don't think so, right?
Yeah.
Talking about the restrictions, I get it that a trout is a little bit more susceptible to die from a freeze besides a red, a drum, right? Something like that. So I feel if you're going to take away my limits, right, why not give me something else, right? You didn't cut the redfish. You didn't cut the drum. Give me an extra redfish, right? Why not do something like that? Why not hire... Hell, we I hope Facebook or the StreamYard people don't kick me off for this. But hell, we hired about 3,000 IRS guys. How come we can't hire a whole bunch of game wardens? You know what I mean? Let's hire them dudes to come and make sure that the anglers are keeping five. You know what I mean? Hey, we know you're catching it. It's wintertime. We know you're catching some big trout. Let's stay within the guidelines. You know what I mean?
But there's still stuff like that goes on all the time. I've seen somebody just stand off on the bank and just load a cooler up and then leave without even
blinking an eye. I'm all for keeping fish, man. I love to keep fish, right? Mm-hmm. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. We just talked about spending hundreds of dollars on gear. You can't buy all this gear. Some people do, right? You try not to spend all this money and come back home empty-handed, right? You want to feed your family. Y'all's wives are probably like, man, you keep on going fishing, you ain't bringing home nothing, what's going on? You better bring something back the next time you go, or something's gonna happen. That's my put on the freeze,
right? The redfish took a beating, though, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, they did. They all did. Everything took a beating on the freeze.
Yeah. after the freeze, though. But like when they cut the trout fishery to three, the redfish have definitely taken a beating, taken a brunt of stuff. There's a lot of people out there chasing around on them flats.
Yeah, and there's a lot of everywhere. what I've seen on some of the guests that I've had on the show, which I'm pretty impressed by, is some of the guides have transitioned to catch and release. You know, we don't care. We don't care how much you're paying us. You're going to catch and release if you want to come fish with
stringer
us.
Concept.
And that's pretty badass, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's tough because that's what those dudes do, right? Yep. If I don't want to go fish, okay, I still have to go work somewhere else, right? That's what that's how those guys put food on the table, and they're taking that chance of their customers saying, "Well, guess what, dude? I want to keep fish, you know."
No doubt. Shoot, man. Well, all right. Well, let's get into something I usually do every segment. I usually have a thing called Pick Three, and it's three setups. It's the rod, reel, and the lure.
Man, I had to write these down.
For speckled trout. Speckled trout. Let's go.
I wrote these down.
Uh-oh.
My rod of choice. So am I picking three setups? I'm picking a rod, a lure, and a reel.
That's what you're going to have and throw. Then you're going to have another one and another one. All for speckled trout. Okay. All in one outing. Yeah. Because normally I have like three or four rods on my kayak. So
yeah, pick for three. Sure. My first choice. Top choice is a topwater rod, right? I have a Sarge Boss. I want to say it's a 6'6", topwater mirror lure, chrome, right? As chrome as I could get it. I think I'm throwing, I'm seeing one right now. It's like a bonish color.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to get it without knocking everything over. It's a bonish color. This one right here.
Oh yeah.
Silver. Reel, of course, Daiwa Coastal. TW is the blue one, right? It's the badass blue one. You go to your dealer, everybody's talking about it. And on that reel, man, going back to spending a little bit more money, it's up, it's upper in price, right? But that reel is made. I want to say it's, I don't know if it was made, but I want to say it's made for the saltwater, man. It's a little on the heavy side, right?
Yep.
I mean, but you have to choose your battles here, right? Great, great reel if you're throwing in the saltwater. All day long saltwater reel.
Yep.
Next,
they have an 80 series coming out, though. They do have an 80 coming.
Yeah, I want to see that. I'm excited for that. Next, I'm throwing a paddle tail on a Sarge Bohica. I want to say that's like a 7.
And over here it comes again. That's what Bohica stands for.
Oh, really?
Bend over, here it comes again. Yeah,
there you go. That one. That's a spinning reel. And I use a Daiwa Cage MQ on that.
Oh, yeah. Cage MQ, good one.
And my third one would be, which I call it my spare, right? It would be my spare. It would be, I'm going to choose what to put on that the night before.
Mm-hmm. You know, depending on time of year and this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's going to be a Sarge MOAR, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a medium light. Oh, that one, I have a Tatula. Daiwa Tatula SV Limited. The nice shiny one, right?
Yeah.
And that one, I'll throw a paddle tail. That's going to be, okay, I just got busted off on my, whether I'm throwing a JRZ paddle tail or I'm throwing a top water, right? I just got busted off, dude. Okay. You know, I'm this one's ready to go, right? I'm going to throw, I'm going to tie this one on. I'm going to get the other one ready. This is, well, if you get busted off on a top water, chances are you're going to be throwing a top water for a couple more hours. You know,
you get excited
about it. You know, I feel that would be my top three. My top three for trout is my top three for redfish, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't stray too much. I don't, if you go to my garage, you're probably going to see probably about 30 rods, you know, on the rods that I are on the rack, on my loading rack, where I'm going to get those every single time. They're probably all the same thing. You know, I don't stray too much. You know, my jig heads, I don't stray too much on weight. You know, I always use the same color. If I turn this camera around and look at this back wall, there's about 4,000 lures hanging on there. I only use one color. But I guarantee it, when Coastal Marsh comes out with that lemon drop on October 20-something or something, they did a post today. I'm going to go buy it, dude.
Oh, I'm going to get
probably never use it. I probably never use it, man. But I'm going to go buy it and stare at it for a couple minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's going to go on the wall.
There's a couple of good colors.
Yeah,
that they make in their corkies.
Yeah, for sure.
That are known.
Yep.
I'm not saying them.
No, don't say them too loud. You already gave up on my spots. Don't give up my colors.
Oh, dang. No, I'm not giving up no. Yeah, hot head. Yeah, go ahead and get one. No, them are good too.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, they are, man.
But I got, man, there's a couple of their colors. I just wreck them. Wreck them.
I want to see, there's one color. I forget what it's called. It's like the purplish, darkish, spottish.
The magic hour?
Is that what it is? Purplish, darkish on topish.
Yeah, but it's kind of translucent. It's got three black dots. It's got the dots
spottish
on it.
Spottish.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's my favorite, man. You know, that's all. That's going to be the first one I throw, you know, and then until I see somebody else catching with something else, and then that's going back in the box. And yeah, I'm going
to
get.
I wasn't going to say it, but that high cotton is kind of tough to beat.
Yeah, I like high cotton too.
That one's kind of tough.
Yeah.
And then blow pop.
Blow pop too. Blow pop's the one that looks like a watermelon, right?
Yeah, it's got the
watermelonish, yeah, greenish, pinkish.
The pink.
Dottish.
Yep. Good stuff. Yep.
But those would be my top three.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I say top three because that's what I'm using 95% of the time, you know.
Tenfold on that. All right. Yep. Well, here we go. Quick five. This is what this is. I do a pick three, then I got a quick five. And this is just one or the other. One or the other. No,
I wasn't good at math, man. You know, you're getting nervous. You
getting
know,
you there. We're throwing you for a loop. All right.
Don't make me do Cowboys. My times tables over here.
Texans or Cowboys?
Texans, man, that's tough, man. You know, my name is Ram Garcia, right?
Yeah.
All right. If I had to pick one of those two.
Texans or Cowboys?
I'll probably go with the Cowboys.
All right. A breakfast taco or pancakes?
Taco for sure.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Tops or tails? You got
to
choose.
Let's go back to the taco. It's only a taco if it has five items in it. You know, don't be bringing me this this egg.
Bacon and egg.
Yeah.
Bring me bean, egg, bacon, potato, cheese. There you go.
Yeah. Red sauce. Give me something to go sit down after I eat it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or make me break out the dew wipes in the morning.
Right.
Tops or tails?
Tails.
All right. Flats or marsh?
Flats.
I like them potholes.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the flats.
Laguna or Baffin?
I'm going to say Baffin.
All right. There's your quick five with Ram Garcia.
My heart's in Baffin, man. My heart is in Baffin.
Mine is too sometimes. That place is just magical.
Yeah.
It can be on fire. On fire.
Yeah, man, you could have the day of a lifetime there.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it could happen, and it could not. It might not happen. You know, you could come back empty handed, but the fish you do catch are going to be high quality. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But there's
take that back, man. There's nothing in Baffin. Don't even try it. Right. The freeze did kill them all, right? So don't even go.
Yeah, there's nothing but gar and hard heads down there now.
Yeah, there's nothing
but the sharks have overrun it, and it's bad.
Gar and Gasper Goo. Over
yeah, the
there.
Gasper
and,
Goos.
And those green and fish.
Big jumps. Yeah, there's some green fish in there. Yep. I'm looking forward to that. We got that mixed species tournament coming up.
Got the bass and the reds, right?
Yeah. First day's open redfish. Best three redfish, 18 to 32 inch slot. And that'll be from like 6 to 2 is the fishing times. It's just going to be like a normal CPR event. And then you'll load your fish and we'll have a online captain's meeting the night before for that. And then Sunday morning, we'll have a in-person captain's meeting at the boat ramp on the North Shore Park in on Lake Bastrop, and then turn everybody loose and fish, you know, fish are 8 hours, or we might even shorten it just a little bit, but it'd be best five bass, minimum of 12 inches. Lake Bass Drop.
Is that live? Is it, that's a live one?
Yeah. We'll launch that morning to fish and then come in and then have the awards after that. Total aggregate, you know, three redfish, cool. Five bass. Should be pretty neat. Bass Drop's a pretty friendly lake as far as catching fish there. You can catch fish pretty easily in that lake. So if any of the saltwater anglers out there are reluctant, it's not a hard lake to catch fish in, you know.
Really?
You can go out there and throw, walking baits around the grass edges or topwater frog or just weightless paddle tails and flukes or whatever.
Right.
And catch plenty of fish. You know, there's a chance for everybody to catch fish out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to jump into that, man. I'm not too much of a bass angler. I'm actually not a bass angler at all, right? But I need to venture off into that stuff. We got a couple lakes here around me here that
There's one over there in Alice's.
I heard about that. What's that one called? Something
Lake Finley.
There you go, Lake Finley. I need to go check.
There's some good hydrilla and grass in there. That'd be a good precursor to Bass Drop because there is a lot of eelgrass and hydrilla and reeds at Bass Drop. Learn how to fish that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd have to go
check it out.
Go see
pretty choked Finley. Up, but yeah, it's
introduce myself to Finley.
Yeah, bass fishing is a little different, you know, especially when you get bigger bodies of water. You know, like some of the national events are on, you got to take and break down areas like it's a smaller body of water, you know, to really,
right,
you know, so it's not as overwhelming, you know, when you start doing map study and all that kind of stuff like that, because there's a lot involved in bass tournaments and knowing what the fish are doing at certain times of year. You know, they're predictable at times, but sometimes they'll throw you for a loop, you know,
for sure.
It's definitely something else, you know, but yeah, if any other saltwater listeners want to check out some of the other shows on Paddle and Fin, we got a Bass Fishing for Noob segment. We got Bass Kayaks and Beers, Armando up there in the DFW area hosts that one. A lot of great info, you know, on all our segments, for bass fishing. So listen to some of that too, you know, just it's fun. I enjoy it. I break some hearts every now and then and cash a check or two.
Yeah, man. That's part of it. You know, that's what the whole reason you do it.
Yeah, have fun with it. The camaraderie is what's always brought me to everything. You know,
that's
the whole deal, is hanging out with your bros and pop a cold one and enjoy it, everything. And then, you know, if you don't, you know, you might not do some, maybe you'll do good and then your bros are there to support you, but maybe, you know, you might not have the best event, but then when your bros is on top, you know, you're there to support them too. You know,
right. Exactly.
All good. Shoot, man, we coming up on an hour
already.
Yeah.
Man, it was pretty fast. Yeah.
We'll save some stuff for another one. That's the thing, you know.
Part two. I didn't know I could talk for a whole hour.
Part two. Me either. That's why I said, you know, we wouldn't host the dang show if we couldn't talk the paint off of the wall, you know.
Yeah, I could keep on going all night long about this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I could too. And then if we start getting into, we'll start getting into like the whole pro staff thing. I think we need to have a show on that.
We do, man.
Have a show on
that. That's a pretty
deep wormhole.
That's deep, man. That's deep.
There's a whole lot involved just besides somebody with a discount code.
There is, dude. And that's the whole difference.
In heaven, yeah.
That's the whole discount is
you're just
it's the story,
right? Yeah,
that's the headline.
It's a whole nother deal. Yeah. There's a big difference between sponsorship partnerships and a pro staff. Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
A big difference. Yeah.
A lot of, but everybody's gotta start somewhere, man.
Yep.
You know,
you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, I did. You know what I mean? For sure. And if I could say anything to anybody that's watching, don't let somebody else pick the colors when you're trying to paint a picture of yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would say, right?
Oh, yeah.
Man, what does Ram Garcia don't know nothing?
Ram Garcia. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, y'all be sure to go ahead and give thanks. You got any shout-outs or anything you want to upcoming or anything like that, go ahead and holler them out, you know?
Shout out to the Ram Garcia team, right? Which is Roy's Bait and Tackle, Jackson Kayaks for sure, Real Sportswear, Sarge Custom Rods, JRZ Lures, Yak Attack, Torquedo Motors, hell of a motor if you haven't checked one out. Stinky Pants Fishing, Complete Health Corpus Christi, and of course, what's keeping us hydrated? Carbach Brewery. Yep.
Carbach Brewery.
Wouldn't be able to do it without them guys, man, for sure. We could, but it wouldn't be as fun.
Oh, yeah. And then y'all make sure to check out Spool Life Live on Facebook.
Spool Life Live. Yep. That's for
group.
Sure.
Join the group we'll there. Keep up to date on his upcoming guests and everything.
Yeah.
And also follow
on the 9th. October 9th is the next one.
Check it out.
Facebook groups.
Yep.
Go to your Facebook group, Spool Life Live. Jump in on there. Say hi. Most of our giveaways are live giveaways. So. Yeah. I hate to do a giveaway. I will do it, right? Do a giveaway off the show, you know. But I feel like the guy that wins is always like just waiting for me to find him. And hey, guess what? You won, right? And he wasn't even part of the social show. So all of the good stuff, I give it away on the show, man. For somebody that's live on the show, you know, we might have said, hey, what was Ram Garcia's first choice? First rod choice, you know, we'll get over 100 comments or something, right? And we'll be like, hey, guess what? You won, man. We're going to send you a Spooled Life swag pack, which is some badass stuff, you know. And we get it out ASAP. And I feel like those show people are the ones that commit to, you know, they're in their couch and they're telling their wives, hey, you know what? I got to leave me alone for an hour, man. I got to check this out. You know, I got to win.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, check out the show, man. And we're also on Instagram too. If you don't, you could look up me, The Spooled Life on Instagram. We have a show Instagram. We give away some stuff on that as well. It's the Spooled Life Live.
Okay, you do have a show Instagram also. Okay.
Yeah, Spooled Life Live is the Instagram for the show, but we do the live show on Facebook.
Right.
On Facebook groups. Not everybody has Facebook. That's another reason why we're getting into the YouTuber realm of stuff.
Oh yeah, it will work.
Yeah,
be all good.
We're gonna give it our best shot. You know, if it don't work, we'll shut everything down. You know, it don't have to work. We're making it work for the people that watch.
Right, well, shoot, you know what I mean? Oh yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on Chasing the Tide.
It's been a hell of a show, man. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Oh man, I appreciate you coming on. You know, and then I want to thank everybody that listens to this show. You know, without the listeners, we wouldn't be able to do this. So yeah, thanks to everybody out there that takes the time to listen to Chasing the Tide on the Palinfit Podcast Network. And we'll catch y'all next time. Looking forward to it. Sure. Hang tight, Ram, and we'll wrap up after this.
Thanks so much
for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs, when in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.